In conclusion, if you're a believer here this morning, I'll say this to you. If you're a Christian and you're on the job or wherever, it's Christ that you're ultimately serving. Everything that we do should be motivated by that fact that our lives have been brought under His supremacy, and everything that we do should reflect well on Him, whether it's our personal growth in godliness or our lives together as believers, how we relate to our family, and even on the job. And as I was writing this sermon, it occurred to me that I'm going to preach a sermon about work to a bunch of people or to a group that includes people that may not work for any number of reasons, whether you're retired or, you know, some disability or injury prevents you from working, or you're looking for work and you just can't find it. And to you, I would say this, like, all of life is worship. Work is just part of it. Whatever you do is to be done to the glory of God. Just a few verses earlier in this same chapter, we read this in verse 17. Paul says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." And then lastly, maybe you're here and you're not a believer. To you, I'd say Christ is supreme. And there's coming a day when His supremacy will be evident to everybody, like without a question. There's coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 of a time when Jesus will be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel. There's coming a day when no more mercy will remain. But right now, there's abundant mercy at the cross of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation of those who believe. So my plea to you is that you would trust Christ today. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for the truth of Your word, and I ask that You would wing it to our hearts, Lord. You know that the enemy would love to just snatch what was sown, and so I pray that You would prevent him from doing so, that You would cause Your word to accomplish that which You set it out to do for Your glory. In Jesus' name. Quickly, I don't want to neglect the Q&A period. It felt a little awkward to do it right before praying. So if there's questions, I'll entertain those now. Otherwise, I'm going to sit down. I'll take that as a no.